I guess this, first of all, Dan, just talk about getting the contract extension. It's got to feel good to get that vote of confidence and, you know, the sign of support from Mickey Gray and the McGinns. Just talk about, I know you dug in here, but just talk about getting that extension.
Yeah, obviously very excited to, you know, long-term plan is this year and continue to be successful here. But then, you know, to have that contract locked in for the next 3 years is nice and comforting. You know, it's something that McGinns and Mickey have believed in, you know, the vision that I've had that I've put out over the last bunch of years. But, you know it's there, but whenever it's pen put to paper, it always, you know, standing behind what they've said in the past, and it's always reinforces that. So it feels great. Me and my wife are very happy to be here in Roanoke and hopefully just bringing continued success.
How you been keeping busy? Are you still pretty much involved with the Valley Youth Hockey Association?
Yeah, with our the business over there, the Virginia Hockey Lab, and being involved with the BYHA eats up a majority of my spring and summer, and you know, it's a lot of fun working with those kids and seeing them develop over the years. And then next thing you know, you turn around and it's hockey season again. So
yeah, right.
It's been fun. It's been busy, and ready to get back into it.
So when does training camp open?
So report is October 7, 8, 9. So the guys will come into town, and then the 10th is the first day on ice.
Okay. So what are you looking for? I've seen the latest roster. You've got a lot of guys coming back, Dan, that, you know, were here last year. Mac Jansen's a big one, Nick Ford, Matt O'Day. Just, how important is it for you to be able to bring some guys back that were here last year, help, you know, lift that cup at the end, the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, fortunately for us, when you have a really good year like we did last year, you finish on top. A lot of guys feel great about coming back. They're eager to come back. It's going to be kind of double-edged sword this year where, yeah, we want that team back. We had a lot of, you know, obviously a great team. They bonded so well, great locker room. But, you know, we're going to be talking a lot early and often about making sure that there's no complacency. You know, it's one thing getting there, battling for it. It's another thing that now the target has been securely placed on our backs, and we're going to be expecting the best of every team coming in. So we're going to have to make sure that we have that hunger again this year.
We're talking with Dan Bremner, coach of the SPHL champion Roanoke Railyard Dogs. Yeah, is that a real thing where teams, you know, and you didn't finish first in the league, but that teams know how you got there and that they're going to, you know, they're going to circle the date with Roanoke on their calendar and maybe be, you know, extra pumped up?
If I'm completely honest, I think the last few years, like, we've got the best out of most teams in the regular season and playoffs. You know, for some reason, we aggravate other teams and they kind of play up to us, and they're always giving their best. So, and we love it. It prepares us better for playoffs, prepares us better down the stretch. But I think when you win the championship, you know, it's in the back of everybody's mind every time you go in against that team that won the previous year.
Was that your personality? Were you an aggravating player or what?
I hope so. I mean, that was always the couple times I moved from team to team. That was always the best compliment I ever got was, hey, we're just happy that you're on our team now. And we don't have to play against you anymore. So,
yeah,
it's to me, that's a compliment as long as you're, you know, doing it clean, doing it the right way. But, yeah, it's a good thing when your opponents don't like playing against you.
Couple more questions. One of them is, are you looking to add some new blood, maybe a couple younger guys maybe or something, or you know, just to kind of inject some new energy into the team?
Yeah, there will always be new bodies added in, whether it's picking up somebody like Steven Leonard who's played around the league on other teams, or rookies coming into the league. You know, that goes right hand in hand with, like I'm saying, any complacencies this year. We want to make sure that we're bringing in good competitive young players that, you know, even if you were here last year, you're competing for a spot again. And as long as you come in with that same fire, you should be confident that it's going to be your spot. But we're not going to stop looking for, new life, new energy every day.
By the way, are you still looking for goaltenders?
You know, I don't know if anybody's been released yet. So you have to follow social media to see whether we're looking or signed or what's happening there.
Last question, just talk about, we'll talk when we get closer to the season, but how much are you looking forward to kind of getting on the team and ice with the team and raising that banner on October 20th?
It's very exciting. I'm pumped for it. I think it's going to be a great night. But again, you know, we'll have lots of opportunity to talk about that heading into it. But I want our guys to make sure that, enjoy it, soak it in. Well-deserved for the guys that were here. The guys that are going to be new in the lineup and watching that get raised, I hope it, I hope it drives a little more hunger for them to see, like, to see what we've done in this town and the support that we get from our community and see what's possible that we're driving towards it. So we want to make sure that the focus is on obviously winning that game opening night.